Pillow Talk Audio. So, I can't really sleep right now. It's about 1 o'clock, and so I'm gonna try out the Ramble questionnaire. I've never done one of these before, so we'll see how long this takes. So, what fictional world would I live in? I'm actually a ridiculously huge Harry Potter nerd. So as long as I'm not a muggle, you know, or a squib, I would love to live in the wizarding world of Harry Potter. I've taken the Pottermore test, and I'm a Hufflepuff. We're particularly good finders, in case you don't know. Honestly, random tangent for those who have taken the Pottermore test. Hufflepuff's common room is the best common room. It's all cozy and nice and everyone's fun. Anyway. But, yeah, so that answers that one. What dish am I most proud of knowing how to make? I'm a terrible cook, actually. I'm friends with a lot of guys who are really good chefs. I have a friend who makes amazing breakfast burritos, and we joke that I'm a shitty woman. I cannot do things. But I'm a terrible cook. So I guess the thing I'm most proud of being able to make, I make a pretty good coffee, actually. I just got an espresso machine, and it's pretty good. It's pretty good. Do I like to drive, and do I swear a lot when I drive? I actually get really anxious when I drive. So I do a lot of, oh fuck, what if I, oh shit, is this right? Oh shit, I should have, do I need to, do I go now? Oh fuck. So I try not to drive very often. So short answer is yes, but usually not at other people. It's kind of like, oh fuck, Miss Fados, what are you doing? What are you doing? So, I really wouldn't be sad if there were self-driving cars, which, you know, should be pretty obvious since, you know, anxiety. So, Google, you go ahead and you make those self-driving cars. I would love to own one. The next question is, have I ridden a train before? Have I ridden a train? I've ridden a subway. I don't know if that counts. I rode an old school train on a class field trip in like fifth grade or something like that. Give us more of an appreciation for pioneers and what have you. I have no idea. If I was planning a cross-country road trip, would I be willing to go? Totally. I love long road trips, actually, as long as I'm not driving. I love long car rides, like, a lot. And so I really like being on the road and traveling and all of that. So yeah, let's go on a fucking road trip. Let's do it. I'm a pretty damn good conversationalist, so yeah, I think I would be fun to talk to, I hope, on the trip. I've never had any complaints from people, you know, who've taken long trips with me, so. I get slightly seasick. That's the next question. I do. I've only been on a boat, or ferry, really, once that I can remember. And that was a couple years back, and I slept for most of it. I just wasn't feeling well. So I think I get seasick. But they say you can take ginger, like ginger root, or drink ginger tea for that. So maybe I'll be a little bit better prepared next time. Complete the sentence, people are blank. People are fascinating. Yes, I'm gonna stick with that. People are fascinating. I really love just learning about people and, I don't know, finding out what makes them tick, what their likes and dislikes are. You know, this is Pillow Talk Audio, so, you know, what makes them happy. I don't know, I look at someone and I think, do you snore? Do you like cuddling? What makes you tick? All of that weird stuff. I'm supposed to complete the sentence, I'm blank when it rains. I'm excited when it rains when it's a thunderstorm. Where I live, we get some really great summer thunderstorms. But if it's just like a light drizzle and it's just miserable, then I get sad when it rains. But usually I get pretty stoked about it. Do I believe everyone has an interesting story to tell? Absolutely. Life is such that there's always something. Always something. Just at least one interesting story to tell. For example, I've been to 7 European countries. It was all in one trip. I took an Ambassadors of Music trip when I was in high school. We fundraised for about 2 years, and it was a student musician thing. Band kids and choir kids all went and toured and did all the touristy stuff. Switzerland was my favorite, I think. It was beautiful. And after being in the smoggy towns of London and Paris, which were great, but it was really nice just to be in the mountains and to be able to breathe again. The next question is, do I think that men and women, what the biggest thing men and women don't understand about each other is? And honestly, actually, the biggest thing, I think everyone needs to at least know the concept of feminine and masculine communication, just the basics of it. It's really helped me communicate with my guy friends a lot better. That's a whole long tangent, so I'll stay away from that for right now. And the next question was, do you think men and women could understand each other better if they switch bodies? It depends, but I'm on Tumblr, and I saw a post that was about, the first thing you do if you ever, you know, switch to someone of a different sex, masturbate. And someone said, yeah, let's have all the men become women and try and masturbate. I would watch that, not sexually, but just to see them go, what is this? Ow, that doesn't feel good. What the fuck? And I agree. Not all men, obviously, but there are some guys who I would love to see that happen. And it would be really nice to be able to switch bodies just to, I don't know, if I feel like that would make me a better lover. So, yeah. So it's asking me what I think the best things in life, the best free things in life are. Because apparently the best things in life are free. That's true. I think, stereotypical as it sounds, I think cuddles and friends are the best free thing. Yeah. I mean, that's pretty self-explanatory. Just people. So are dreams supposed to make sense, or are they just random? I think maybe a little bit of both. Sometimes we have dreams about things we've been thinking about, and sometimes it's just random weird-ass shit that our brains throw at us because they're assholes. One second. Oops, I lost it. Where'd it go? So, hold on. Before I continue, I'm gonna see how much time I'm at. Okay, 10 minutes isn't bad. Do I wonder what my pets dream about? I assume they're all dreaming about, you know, running around the woods or chasing other animals. My dachshund is probably dreaming about eating food right about now, 'cause he's a fat little fucker. But yeah, so yeah, I mean, I assume it's all stuff they experience. I don't know. It's pretty simple stuff, I think. Do androids dream of electric sheep? Very clever. Very clever. I haven't read the book, but I do know what you're talking about. Okay, so 3 words to describe my favorite color are passionate, love, and I don't know. Happiness, I guess? I feel happy when I think about that color. It's red. I'm so original. I know. And then 3 things to describe my favorite animal. Curious. Mischievous. And loving. Yeah. Oh, I see why. Okay. Yep. Okay. Well, that's cool. Apparently, the words I use to describe my favorite color is how I see myself, and how I describe my favorite animal is actually how I want to see myself in the future. Sure. Okay, so next questions. I can make any sandwich in the world. What is the sandwich I make? My favorite sandwich is actually French dip. So, I mean, again, I'm a terrible cook, so if I could make that for myself every day, I would be so fucking happy. We're at a diner. What do I order for breakfast? Actually, there's a little diner in my town that does really tasty fruit yogurt parfaits. So I'll probably order that, or a breakfast burrito, and a large hot caramel latte. My favorite food, tea or coffee? Coffee, for sure. Yeah, coffee. With cream and sugar, both. But I like tea. Chai, Lady Grey. Lady Grey is really good. If you haven't had Lady Grey, go have it right now. Go find it and buy it. It's tasty. So favorite food and drink. All Thai food, really, is my favorite food. All of it. Just that entire thing. And my favorite drink is, again, coffee. Do I remember the last moment, a nice moment I had with a complete stranger? I don't. I really don't. I mean, with my job, I interact with a lot of people, like on a daily basis, so I don't. I think the last moment I remember distinctly was I was in a show, Evil Dead the Musical, and someone came up to me at my job and who had seen it the night before and complimented me, and that was really nice. You are part of a band or singing group. What is your group's name? And what is my album's name? I actually do know this. My group name, my band name, is called Spikes for Pigeons. I was in England, and they have random spikes on their roofs, like of businesses, and I asked our tour guide what they were. He said they're Spikes for Pigeons, and I was like, that would be a fucking awesome band name, Spikes for Pigeons. So there you go. What's your album's name? That I have no idea. Do androids dream of electric sheep? There you go. I'll steal that. What do I think about when I look at the stars in the night sky? How lucky I am to live in a place where I can see the stars in their multitude. musical theater joke, sorry. And, you know, even I will be moving to a larger town eventually, but for now, it's nice. And, of course, I've made a wish upon a shooting star. Oh, how was my day? my day was, it was good. No, I had dinner with my significant other today. We don't see each other very often, all the time. Well, we do, we live together, but there's still not, I don't get to see him as much as I'd like. So we got to have dinner today before he went to work. He works nights, and that was really nice. I worked, and that was fine. I mean, I don't have a very stressful job, so. And then, yeah, so it was good. It was good. And I'm thinking about answering the questions here, and thinking about if I'm ever going to get to sleep tonight. I have a little bit of an insomnia problem. But anyway, yeah, alright, that's all the questions. I hope I didn't bore you. This is a huge ramble thing, so you weren't lying. So there you go.